Good afternoon. I'm Dave Thompson. I'm the Education Director for the ACE Academy of Cleaning Excellence and President of the Green Clean Institute. Well, if you've been following me, this, you know that we've always got something to talk about, and today we're going to talk about a K-12 school and their journey to transfer themselves into a healthy certified school. Now, come on back after this message and we'll find out more about it.
Live from Orlando, Florida, and the ACE Learning Center at Gym Supply, it's Beyond Clean with Dave, a weekly broadcast for professionals in environmental health services around the world. Your host is David Thompson, Director of Education for Gym Supply, and his mantra is, I am a janitor and I save lives. And now let's listen to Beyond Clean with Dave and today's guest at the ACE Learning Center in sunny downtown Orlando.
There are three words on which I focus on each and every Friday afternoon. Those words, if you've been with me, are healthy, positive, and proactive. Now, today my guest is calling in from a K-12 school in central Missouri, where they've been on a decade-long journey to make a healthy and proactive school. They've made a lot of changes. So please welcome Wayne Schlechauer, who is joining us here from New Franklin Schools. This is just outside of Columbia, Missouri, in the center of the Show Me State. Well, kind of where I'm from. Wayne, are you there?
Well, I am here. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon. I appreciate you being here. Is the weather better in March this year than it has been usually?
Well, it's about mid-70s right now, but we're going to get some thunder here in a little bit, so we might ought to get on with this.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's live. So if the thunder starts clapping, we know it's on your end, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, but so before we get started, tell everybody, you know, who you are, what you do, and what kind of a size of school are you at New Franklin?
We're a small school. We have K through 12. We have around 450 students, and there's probably 70 staff. It's in a rural area in which we have a lot of crops, so we have a lot of pollen and allergens that come flying in off the river bottom. And I've been here for 21 years. I started in 96, and we've made a few changes in those years.
So what is your job title? What do you do there, Wayne?
I oversee the buildings and grounds. I watch over the custodians, but I also take care of design of the building somewhat and try and make the process of teaching as smooth as possible. That's my job.
Okay, so now, folks, I said he's a certified healthy school. So what Wayne's going to do is he's going to kind of walk us through what they've done. And he said he started in 96. So what started this whole movement? I guess it's a movement, right?
It was. You know, we had a superintendent that was allergic to smells, all kinds of things. And I sprayed a herbicide, a ground killer, outside her window when we didn't have air conditioning. And she was gone for about a week. I didn't realize it, that the chemicals that we were putting outside was affecting the people that were inside. So that's kind of the thing that got us to thinking that we need to change how we do things relating to chemicals and what we bring into the building.
So what did you do, close up the building, put air conditioning in so she couldn't get it, whatever you were smelling, or she's putting down?
Well, we did. We have, over a period of 12 years, we have air conditioned everything. But it takes time because you don't always have money to do it all at one time.
Right.
But it took us over 12 years to get all the air conditioning in, but it took us a little less than 10 years to try and figure out what we were doing wrong and how to change it.
Okay, so you were questioning what you were doing. So what was some of the things you were doing that you were questioning then?
We were using oily mops. We were using petroleum-based product on the mops to sweep up the dirt. You know, that would hold the dirt. We were using all kinds of chemicals, drain cleaner, you name it, whatever they used to use, that's what we continued to use. And if you've ever worked with oily mops, you know that there's a smell there, and there's a petroleum smell, just like when you have in candles and stuff like that, and that affects allergies. And it affected this superintendent too. So we just started with that, and that's when we were looking for answers, and Dottie and Steve went to a trade show in which you were at, and you introduced them to microfibers, microfiber mops, and like the no-touch cleaning. So that was kind of what started us, and then we kind of modified that as we've gone.
So I think that was around 2006 or so, when I just happened to be at the right place with the right time with a no-touch cleaning system. I really didn't have any idea that this was the struggle that you were going through at that time. I just thought that these two people wanted to improve something.
Well, we were always asking questions, and when you have a nurse on staff and she tells us, well, this isn't good and that's not good, well, we got to eliminate what those particles are that we're trying to help this person out with.
So I think, if I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember right, you came after the small items before the no-touch system could be budgeted in, and you started with what you were wiping by hand.
That's correct. I mean, we used your microfiber. We eliminated those oily mops. We used microfiber floor mops. We used microfiber towels, in which everything is washed. The ones we started out with, we still have. We've added to them, but we still use the old ones.
I mean, okay, so now wait a minute. Audience, I don't know if you caught this or not, but you started getting those back in 2006. We're 2017. You're still using some of the same original ones?
Yes, we are. All we have to do is just add a few new ones here and there whenever we've increased our square footage, so we need more. And they still work. There's nothing wrong with them.
Okay, now I know a few things. I'm not going to give it all away, but I don't want to leave people with the fact that you only use microfiber on the tabletops and stuff, because you added a lot more to it than that.
Well, we've added, for instance, the easiest part to do is to add doormats. I mean, not just a doormat. We're talking a large doormat that covers several square feet in front of the doors in which they bring dirt in. When they come in off the buses, it's a rural community, their feet are dirty. We use those mats to clean their feet. When they come in off the playground sometimes is a little muddy out there. So that mat in the back is huge, but it traps the dirt. We can go in there and we use a vacuum to clean it off. We don't sweep it off. Everything is vacuumed. The broom is hard, is really, we don't use a broom to speak of, except to get around the corners. That's it.
Okay, so the broom is dead.
Pretty much. Yep, that and the mop bucket's gone.
Oh, wait a minute. I was going to say kill the broom, but now you're saying kill the mop bucket too?
Well, that was one of the first things we eliminated, because we don't even use it to put on floor finish anymore. The only mop bucket I have now is when we wash buses. That's the only mop bucket we use.
Okay, so there's no mop. So then I'm listening to you, Wayne, and you're saying the broom and the mop bucket belong outside the building.
That's exactly right. Some place, yes, where you can't use a vacuum. That's the only place it's used.
Okay, so you're vacuuming the dirt off of the mats. They're acting as boot scrapers, because I know kids in rural area, well, maybe kids everywhere, they don't scrape their feet. So the mats are scraping their feet. You're vacuuming it off. You're vacuuming other places too, I think.
Well, we do. We like the tabletops, like lunchroom tabletops. When we go in and we spray them down and we wipe them down with microfiber towel, we also come back and we vacuum that off with a window vac, so that we're removing the slime that's left on there. That part doesn't have to be treated if you can vacuum that part off. Then we do that in the classroom also. We do it once a week in the classroom, unless we have a classroom that has a few too many sick kids in it, to keep from spreading those germs. We'll go in and we'll do that daily.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're using the microfiber to agitate and remove some, but the vacuum is the big removal part.
That's correct. You just don't want to leave anything on that table that has to be treated.
Okay, so take everybody back to the bathroom and the no-touch system. You still doing that?
We are. We use a Kyvac for that, and we use a lot of microfibers in there too. But we use a Kyvac in there to remove the... It goes in, we spray it, and let the chemical sit for just a minute, and then that floor comes nice and dry when you vacuum it off. Everything's dry when they go back in.
Okay, so all of these procedures, I'm sure that you still use 15 or 20 chemicals.
No, there's only two chemicals. There's one for the floor, and then there's one for above the floor. That's all we use, and we don't let the teachers bring anything in, because if they bring something in, that may trigger something, and we wouldn't know what it is. So we're the only ones that bring anything into the building.
So back to, you know, you're using the less is better kind of situation. You can control it more, and you don't have the allergy issues.
Well, less is better. There's two different reasons for that. One is the person part, the people part, is that they don't have the different chemicals for them to react to. The other part is from a financial part. We have kept the same budget for 15 years and doing a better job of what we're doing. For instance, we don't treat floors the same. We will put a water-based finish on the gym, and we haven't finished it. We haven't put $1,000 out a year for several years, and all we do is go in and burnish it, and it makes it look just like brand new. Same way with our classrooms. We'll go in and we'll top scrub them every year, put a new floor finish on, but we don't strip that out every 3 or 4 years to take it all the way down. So that eliminates a lot of chemicals right there.
Okay, so hey, you're going right along. I think you're covering all the things that we worked on over the decade, but I think one of the other things that I wanted to make note of is, when are you doing the cleaning? I think a lot of people, you know, would be surprised to hear what you'd say.
Well, there's a lot of times when classrooms are empty during the day in which we can slip in there, especially if we have several sick people in there. Those teachers would love to go to the library for 15 minutes if we can go in there and treat that room. So they don't mind for us to do that. And there's times when they're gone for music or they're gone for PE that we can slip in there and we can clean that room. We do still clean the majority of it at night, but actually it's really in the evening. There's not anybody there past 6 o'clock. Now we do come in early in the morning and get a really good cleaning done, but we do a lot of it during the day. We just feel like the people want to be home, and they'd rather clean it during the day than they would at night anyway.
Do you think that you're only doing day cleaning because of the size of your school? It's so small. Can anybody do it?
Oh, anybody can do that. That's not scheduling in a school anymore. They don't stay in the classroom for very long. I mean, they're there. We have an outdoor classroom. They go out there. There's always some place where we can go and clean. That's just a matter of communication.
Okay, and so I heard you several times, Wayne, because you know what? When it comes down to providing a healthy atmosphere, everybody is saying, you know, it's too expensive, it's a budget buster. But you didn't say that.
No, it's not a budget. We're actually using less chemicals, and we're reusing the tools that we started out with. So it's a lot of manual work. There isn't any doubt about that. But we're not increasing our budget.
You know, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you also drive a bus too, and I've seen you out there mowing the lawn at the football field. I appreciate your time, but kind of close this up and wrap this up for my audience.
Well, you just want to remember that if you're sweeping, you're spreading dust or dirt.
All right.
So the first thing is you want to vacuum everything as much as possible. And there's vacs out there that have been, you know, battery operated, that have gotten a lot less expensive, and they're easy to operate.
Right.
And we want to keep the pH where we can remove soil without using a lot of chemicals.
Okay.
And then bring it right up with microfibers, wash them, and reuse them.
Well, I think one of the things is, folks, what you've heard is he talks about removing, and he's kept saying this time and time again, and it's not because Wayne that I beat that in your head. Maybe I did, I don't know. But over 10 years, we did work a lot together. And I think the thing here is what he's saying is, in a K-12 school where we're talking about young children and we get, you know, the visitors and stuff, but basically he's trying to keep them out of the doctor's office and out of the hospital. Next week, my guest is gonna be talking about in a hospital And he's going to be talking about pretty much the same thing, removal. You can't kill it all, but you certainly can remove that food.
Yep, that's exactly true.
Wayne, I thank you a lot for it. I know that every week we have questions. You've been asking questions, and I think gaining knowledge is what you've done with it. Hey, you've done with the knowledge, and that's what makes it work.
Well, if you know me, I still be calling you up and say, how can we do this a little differently? Because that's the important part. It's not necessarily how we buy something to kill it. It's how we do it differently.
Wayne, hey, I may be down here in Florida, but you can call me anytime, and I've got some strict tricks up my sleeve for you in the next few months.
All right, that sounds good.
Wayne, it's been great having you here, spending time with us. As always, we get many questions from individuals here in the local area, even some from online. Last week, we had some people come down here from Atlanta, Georgia. So go to our gym website. That's gymsupply.net. I want you to find the education button. Click on that button. You'll see all of our live classes here in Orlando and our other three locations. I'm always putting up another live class. I have a Facebook page. I know I've got a bald head. Like and share my page anyway. I just like to see how many people look at my head. Anyway, be sure you go to my website. That is beyondcleanwithdave.com. You'll find all kinds of pictures there, archive stuff, information. Leave me a note. I'll respond to you. So I guess until next Friday, right here, 1 p.m. Eastern time. It's live from Orlando. I'm Dave Thompson. Keep changing your future. Keep those changes healthy, positive, and proactive. And remember my mantra. I am a janitor, and I save lives. Just a minute, though. Don't leave me. I'm going to come right back after this. I'm going to tell you what's up on our next calendar for next Friday.
You have been listening to Beyond Clean with Dave and his guest. Sharing what you learn with others is what turns knowledge into professional development. Live classes are hosted each week at one or more of our four locations in Central Florida. Remember, janitors save lives. Be sure to put us on your schedule to watch next week as we present another broadcast of Beyond Clean with Dave.
Now, this next Friday coming up, I will be talking with my regular guest speaker, Daryl Hicks. You know, he wants to talk to me about what you don't see can hurt and possibly will not only hurt but kill you. So, you know, I want to find out, Daryl, he says he's an expert in removing soil, and he's opposed to transferring that breeding material for bacterial growth and survival. He doesn't want you spreading anything. He wants you to know you should remove it. So, come on back next Friday, and we'll see what Daryl has to say, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Till then, have a great week. Thank you for watching.